everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock, that must be news with Robin, man.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace, I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
Could I get some snow? Could I get some snow?
You do it very well because you don't open your mouth entire.
I think that's the way he did it. Jerry, give us a live one. Jerry was the one who created that.
No, yeah. That's not Jerry.
Was it Randy?
No, it was actually Domagoj, but could I get some snow?
Oh, I thought it was Jerry.
Could I get some snow,
man? I always gave you credit for that, and it's
I told you it was Domagoj.
It's not you.
I've told you a million times.
Oh, I've told everybody it was Jerry Wachowski. He's hysterical. He's very funny.
Could I get some snow?
I knew I was wrong.
Mm. Do you want to officially retract all the nice things that you said?
Oh, absolutely. It's Domagoj.
Yeah. Sure.
The Gotabuck, or whatever his last name is.
Right? Gobodabuck.
Gobodabuck.
I think it's Gotabuck.
Gotabuck.
The Gotabuck.
All right. What's in that news, Robin? Anything?
Oh, so much. Well, first, the question in Tuesday's Michigan Democratic primary was not whether Hillary Clinton could beat anybody, but if Clinton could beat nobody. Usually a presidential contender running a primary campaign without opposition wins about 90% of the vote, but instead Hillary received an uninspiring 55% of the Democratic primary vote.
Oh, boy.
And we have audio from the speech that Hillary gave to Michigan voters the night before they voted. Age 63.
Hillary Clinton talking a lot of Michiganers.
Unopposed.
My opponent, though a nice enough individual, has no stance on the issues. They run a very transparent campaign, and my opponent has had zero visibility in the state of Michigan. Their speeches are void of any real information and basically come across to the candidates and voters like dead air. In conclusion, I have told you time and time again that I still believe in a place called hope. Now, what has my opponent told you he'd believe in? Nothing. Thank you, Michigan!
Wow, very inspiring.
Wow, she's got it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she really does.
I mean, she's got what her husband has.
She is the best, man. All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
Well, yes, the FCC said it would be difficult to take action against ABC stations that aired Good Morning America on Tuesday when actress Diane Keaton used the F word.
Uh-oh.
It apparently slipped out in the middle of a casual conversation with host Diane Sawyer, and we have audio of the uncomfortable moment between the two Dianes.
Wow.
K-62,
the two Dianes swearing up a storm.
You are a beautiful woman, and I am not kidding you for one minute. And how that
you're
has,
just trying to keep
no,
me from
I'm
testifying
not.
At the trial for that Bloomingdale thing.
No,
and let me tell you, corrupting a witness is also a crime. All right, I have to ask you about something.
Those lips. I mean, I love them. I'd like to have lips like that. Then I wouldn't have worked on my personality or my excuse me, my personality. If I had
also
lips like yours, I'd be better
also
off.
A crime.
My life would be better. I'd be married.
Babo, look at that.
Wow.
A little blue streak there.
Wow, Diane Keaton. By the way, what happened to her voice?
I don't know, but she doesn't know in all of her experience. She's on national TV. You don't throw out the F word?
Yeah, you're being interviewed by Diane Sawyer. Clean it up a little bit.
Oh, Babo with these Fs, man. All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
Well, yes, the U.S. tobacco companies have been hit with thousands of new lawsuits from smokers and their families seeking compensation in what is shaping up to be a major challenge for the industry. And some smokers are not happy about this. In fact, here is a new PSA announcement with a seasoned smoker sticking up for big tobacco. E61.
All right, here we go.
I couldn't believe it. I heard a vicious rumor today that you fakakta ex-smokers out there were going to sue the tobacco companies for the harm that's come to you through smoking.
I got that.
Yes, darling.
What is this button?
Oh, no, honey, not right now. We'll show you later. I'm doing a PSA. Please don't attack the poor tobacco companies. If too many people sue them, they'll have to shut down. Then who's gonna make our Marlboros, our Benson and Hedges, our non-filtered Camels with the menthol tips?
I have that. Yes, darling. Okay, darling, we'll fix it in post. I'm doing a PSA. Before any more famished people out there try to sue the poor tobacco companies for everything but the fecacta shirts on their backs, please consider the old people. We deserve to have a few puffs and a few laughs before we kick the bucket, don't we?
This message brought to you by Philip Morris.
That's sweet.
Oh, that's a nice PSA.
You know, it seems to me, Robin, that Edna is having literally a love affair with cigarettes.
Oh, she's a big fan.
Yeah.
We try and catch up to her as often as possible.
I think she's more than a big fan. I think it's a love affair.
She also has a really effed up belief system. She always says, I cannot believe.
No, well, there's a lot that she can't believe.
Many things surprise her.
Right, she's easily thrown off her game.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
I like how
it almost sounds like a song she's singing.
Well, right, because normally Edna just says, I couldn't believe it. But when you throw a piano under her, she feels the need to kind of match the tune a little
sure.
bit.
I couldn't believe it.
She should sing a song about cigarettes.
She should. Let's get.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Something like, you know, yes, yes. Or
get I couldn't believe it.
I would get an Air Supply ballad. I would go find a ballad from Air Supply, mix out Air Supply, which would not be a bad thing.
Darrow.
And add Edna.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, you're not going to believe this. We finally have another episode, an exciting installment of everybody's favorite superhero, Lycus Man. L-65.
L-65, another episode of Lycus Man, everybody.
Lycus Man! Lycus Man! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Lycus Man!
At the Galleria in Sherman Oaks.
You know, baby, I'm having a great time here at the Galleria today.
Oh, I'm so glad you wanted to come with. Oh, my God, look over there, free credit cards.
Hey, look, it says 20% off if you sign up.
Let's get a joint credit card.
That is a great idea. Hey, what do we sign up? What do we need to do?
Oh, my God! It's Lycus Man!
What are you doing?
We're going to sign up for a joint credit card, Tom.
You are such a pussy.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
You're going to sign up for a joint credit card with this bitch.
What's wrong with that?
Do you even know what her FICO score is? I can tell you what mine is. It's up over 10,000.
Wow.
And it would be higher, but I have too many lines of credit. I pay my bills on time too often, and that has a negative impact on my credit. Darling.
Yeah?
Go get your own credit card.
Well, then I'm not putting out.
You know what to do.
You know what, Dad? I'm going to dump that bitch. Blow her up, Tom.
Oh, boy.
My work is done here.
I
am Lycus Man. Up. Up. And
A little trouble taking off here.
My work is done here. I am Lycus Man. Up. Up. And Lycus Man!
All right.
Now, do you think other people in the mall saw Lycus Man have great difficulty getting air?
It sounded
busy at the mall. I hope people didn't see him there.
But, you know, I bet that's happened time and time again where a couple, they sign up for a joint credit card.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this is why Lycus Man is out there, Tim. Lycus Man is out there to prevent these types of things from happening and ruining the lives of young men.
Oh,
because his show is all about men.
Oh, boy. All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
All right, the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin
she goes.
With the news.
Yes, it's our news.
Randy, please. He's got a Robin has a tremendous headache tonight.
I know, and he's playing music just to, I think, worsen her headache. I mean, just playing like real. I mean, just, God damn it.
All right, folks, this is something I heard today, and I guess this has been going on for a little while. I didn't know it was happening, and maybe you didn't, and maybe you don't care, or maybe you were shocked like I was.
Could you believe it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious there. But you know the guy who created Apple Computer, Steve Wozniak? Is that his name?
Yes, I don't. If I saw him, I would recognize him. I see him occasionally on these shows, and I know his name because obviously he's like worth, you know, is he worth $1 billion? I mean,
billions.
No.
Yeah.
He's not worth billions.
He's
is
worth
he?
Billions.
Yeah, he's not.
How do you know?
He doesn't
that?
Have Bill Gates money.
On Corolla the other day, we had Kathy Griffin on, and she's dating him. He's worth billions.
Right.
Hmm. Why don't you repeat that last part of the of what?
No,
you
wait,
said.
Hold on one second, because I was going to ask the audience, who do you think he's dating?
Right, Randy jumped the shark there.
Ah.
Well, Brian killed my bit yesterday, so now I kill his bit.
All right. All right. I don't think he's worth billions, but how do you know he's worth billions? Did Kathy Griffin say that?
Yes, she said that.
She said he's worth billions of dollars.
With a B.
I don't believe that, because I've looked it up, and I think he's worth close to like $100 million. But either way.
And by the way, to suggest that I killed your bit yesterday, you didn't have, you know, you didn't have that one in a million angle that I... You had a pretty you had a pretty obvious angle on that, my brother. So it's not my fault that I thought that, too. Go ahead, Tim.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, he's calling me a bit killer.
Jesus Christ. Like,
he just said that you yeah. Like inadvertently.
No, he didn't say that. No, don't add words to what he said. He didn't say that. He never used that word.
Oh, Bobo. All right. Anyway, getting back to this. Steve Wozniak, who created Apple Computer, is dating and I believe engaged to Kathy Griffin. Is that correct?
No, I don't think they're getting married.
I think she has a an engagement ring on one of her paws.
Oh, well, I do know that Kathy Griffin, who is, if Rosie O'Donnell was voted most annoying celebrity by Parade Magazine, right. Number two had to be Kathy Griffin. I didn't see two through five. But
no, I think a lot of people like her. I mean, for instance, she's selling out not one, not two, but three nights at the Kodak Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, gay guys like her.
Is that right?
Yeah, gay guys. And no, I'm, hey, you going, dude? No, I'm not. Thanks, Tim. But I didn't see two through five on the most annoying list, but a chick said to me not long ago, oh, Kathy Griffin, I feel so bad for her because her husband or her ex-husband took all her money, or at least...
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
That's the allegation that, you know, she was, you know, had her money taken by her ex-husband, so she was really victimized and...
But, you know, when a guy has his money taken by his ex-wife, nobody blinks an eye.
That is exactly right.
Isn't that right, Tommy?
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Right you are.
But she's had, like, a rough time. Her dad died, and I watch that show occasionally. And I think she's a funny stand-up comic, but that's a weird combo, huh?
Well, he's...
Steve Wozniak and Kathy Griffin, man. Isn't he old enough to be her dad?
But I think you can figure it out, can't you?
How old's Kathy Griffin?
Kathy Griffin is, what, 41, 42, 43?
No, she's in her late 40s.
No. Is she really?
She's had a lot of work.
I thought she was, like, 38.
No. But she's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, she's had a lot of work. And you know what? All of the work has made her, like, decent looking. So imagine you're him. What is he? Is he $3? Is he three and a half, 400 pounds?
No, he's not that big.
He's 300 pounds.
He actually looks like you.
No, I don't think he's 300 pounds.
Okay.
You think he is?
So I'm 220 pounds. Is he 220 pounds? Randy?
Yeah, probably.
Or is he more like...
Did he come in with her?
Is he more
no,
like,
he wasn't in.
Is he more like you at 275 with boobs? Does he have,
F you, Brian.
Does he have cans like you, Randy, or...
Jesus Christ.
Or just lumps like I have?
All right.
Anyway, let's explain it. He's got a lot of money, and, you know, she's a celebrity. Maybe he's a fan of hers, but a lot of guys with, you know, a lot of money find themselves dating chicks... much hotter than they would get if they didn't have money. That is certainly not a newsflash.
Yeah, but when you have tons of cash, why would you then, why wouldn't you go out with, like, the hottest chick on the planet?
Right, like he could date a porn star.
Or better yet, a playmate.
Exactly, even better, right. Or,
you know?
Right, a runway model.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a legitimate supermodel.
Sure.
But I don't understand this. You know what I also don't understand? I'd like to ask the audience this question, you sons of bitches. But I have a couple of friends of mine, and I can't get a straight answer out of these goofballs. But I have two friends of mine.
Right.
Who are both married. And they've been married, one 7 years, the other one Maybe close to 10 years.
Oh, wow. Long time.
Yeah. And how many kids do you think they had between them? Two guys, two wives. How many kids?
Three kids.
Zero.
Really?
They've been married 7 and 10 years.
No kids.
And no kids. And I said, are you guys trying to have kids? And they said, no, we don't want them.
Well, you know, a lot of couples, you know, these days, you know what I hear? They want to have time together.
No, they don't want to have kids, these two.
Oh, they'll never have kids.
They don't want them.
Whoa.
And so I keep asking them. I call them and email them every once in a while. I said, tell me again why you got married. Lay it on me one more time. Why you got married if you're not going to have kids?
Right. Take all the time you need.
Yeah. If you want to get back to me in 2 months, I'll give you the time. We'll connect in the spring again.
That's really funny.
But could you please tell me again why you got married? Yes.
But you got married because you wanted that.
I wanted that little Sophia.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life is that little daughter.
She's
Babu.
Oh, Babu. Even listening to her voice, I get teary.
She's the cutest little thing, and you got her. And I think that was the reason you and Jennifer got married. So
of
that
course it is.
You could be sitting there in the living room and out of nowhere.
Dom.
See?
See, she has different elements to her personality.
My wife taught her Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and Tom Likas and I taught her Dump That Bitch. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it. And so call us and tell us, you couples out there who are married, man and woman, married, with no kids. Tell us why you got married again. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. So you're married without kids. Can you lay the reasons on us?
So with the buddies you're talking about,
7, 10 years.
There's 17 years of marriage combined, not a kid.
Not a kid. Not a kid in that house.
And there
no little Babos.
And there won't be any kids.
They don't want them.
Wow.
Why the hell would you get married?
Good question.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. I got two friends. One guy's been married 7 years. The other guy, I think 10 years, maybe more. And they don't have kids. And I keep asking him, so why'd you get married, dude?
Right, no kids.
They never have a satisfactory answer.
Do they have a problem having kids? Like,
no, they don't want them.
They just don't want them.
Yeah, they don't want children. There's some people that go through life that don't want kids. Well, I understand that.
Yeah, I do too. You know, they pick up and go to Vegas. They pick up and go to the airport.
Yes.
You know, they can do
whatever. They want to sleep.
They want to go out to dinner and not have to get a babysitter. I mean, they just...
Yes, Brian.
I mean, kids are a lot of work, and there's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, the kids are a ton of work, but if you have an opportunity to have one or two or three or four of them...
Ooh, don't get crazy with four.
Do it. Because
population control. If you have an opportunity to have one, maybe two, that would be great.
Yeah, you have as many as you want.
Really don't. Really don't have as many as you want because
you have as many kids as you have enough love for. That's the rule of thumb. If you got enough love for 10 kids, right. Have them.
I would recommend, and of course, Tim, would offer a different path. But I would recommend. Not to have as many kids as you just feel like having because the world is overpopulated. There are limited resources on the planet. Nobody on the radio or in media really ever talks about human overpopulation, but there are too many of us, so don't go off and have 5 kids, please. 1, 2, that's great. 5 is excessive. What are you what are you shaking your head at, Randy?
Well, you keep saying the world's overpopulated. It's not. It's just people crowd into popular areas. Alaska's not overcrowded.
I don't pass anybody in the Mojave Desert on the way to Vegas.
The world, on average, is overpopulated.
Yeah, there hasn't some problems in India.
Yes, that's true, Randy.
The smog is killing
me. I'm not going to argue with you, Randy. There's a human population growth problem.
All right, gang.
Every 8 seconds... Did you know that? Every 8 seconds, a child is born.
Well, that's good. I like kids.
Stop it.
Yeah. No, but I don't care how many. I really don't. I mean, if you have 20 kids, you have 20 kids. Doesn't matter to me. As long as you have enough, you know, time to spend with these kids so they don't grow up and steal my car when they get older.
And who does, do you think, have time for 20 kids?
People usually don't. But if you do have an opportunity to have a child, it's the greatest thing you could ever do, ever experience. That's true. I didn't want kids before I had Sophia. I wasn't interested in that. And I would not do anything differently. It's the greatest joy on the planet when you get home from, you know, shopping or work, wherever you go, and you see that kid, and that kid runs up and grabs you.
Oh, it's got to be great. Oh. And you have a beautiful little girl. But,
unreal.
But are you going to have five?
Probably not five.
Okay.
Probably not five.
Probably not five. Where do you think you're, I mean, since we're talking so personally, you might have another, right? You might have one more.
I think that's a wrap. I think I'll just have one.
Thank you very much. I am very, you know what?
Thank you.
I know you weren't looking for my approval.
Right.
But you've got it.
Yeah, I think I just don't think I would be a decent father to two. I think I'm a good father to one. Two's tough.
I think,
especially if they're on a different sleeping schedule. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I think you'd be a great father to two kids. But I think it's a great decision that you and your wife have made to have just one child. I applaud you.
Thank you very much. And I'm not saying, I'm not judging people who have five and six.
No. But when you go home tonight, I know she's not, you know, waiting on pins and needles for this. But would you tell Jennifer that I said I think she's made the right decision?
Jesus Christ.
I will not.
Okay.
Because she doesn't care what you think about her decision to have children.
Got it. If it comes up, though, promise me you'll work it in.
I will never work it in. It's not part of, I never say to her at home, this is what Brian thinks about you here, this is what Brian thinks about you there.
Well, Brian thinks she's lovely. I mean, there would be nothing really to say other than Brian thinks you're great. But Brian does think she's made a wonderful decision for her planet to have just one child.
All right. The more you say that, the more it makes me want to have more kids. You know that, right?
I do understand.
The more you say that, the more I want to have 10.
I do understand that you would have a child.
And I want you to babysit him.
I understand you would have a child just to spite me. Yes,
I would definitely do that. Jesus Christ.
God, I'm still sick.
You sound like you're about 90 years old.
I'm dying. I'm telling you. I'm in here with bronchitis.
You want to hear the instant replay of that?
Yeah,
yes,
let's hear that again. That's a beauty. All right, this is Brian moments ago. Almost dying on the air. All right, here we go.
If it comes up, though, promise me you'll work it in.
I will never work it in. It's not part of, I never say to her at home, this is what Brian thinks about you here, this is what Brian thinks about you there.
Well, Brian thinks she's lovely. I mean, there would be nothing really to say other than Brian thinks you're great. But Brian does think she's made a wonderful decision for her planet to have just one child.
All right, the more you say that, the more it makes me want to have more kids. You know that, right?
I do understand.
The more you say that, the more I want to have 10.
I do understand that you would have a child.
And I want you to babysit him.
I understand you would have a child just to spite me. Yes,
I would definitely do that. Jesus Christ. That is a wild wheeze, man.
Oh, man.
That is some hack.
No, there's something inside me. There's something living inside me. If you listen closely
you
to that.
Who is that comic that used to do all the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
He get all frustrated. You remember the actor?
Yeah, who was that? Oh, gosh.
Remember who did that? It wasn't Jerry Lewis.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
But there's something living inside me. I heard it there. It wanted to get out. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but there is a drug-resistant staphylococcus going around.
I think I got it.
I don't think you got it.
Oh.
But, gang, this is the
Hear it? That's another being, Tim. That's something inside me. I'll be quiet so we can all hear it. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
That's the devil. The devil lives in me.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Satan. No, that's another thing. I'm scared to death now. I got to go to the emergency room. It's like Alien. I'm like Sigourney Weaver. There's something in me, Tim.
Uh-oh. All right, I'm gonna read this to you here, gang. It is because it's a special announcement, and then we'll get back to the topic. But a new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Annals.
Oh, I'm sorry. A new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine found gay men are at increased risk to become infected with the new highly antibiotic resistant strain of MRSA, also known as staph superbug. It sounds like a Nickelodeon cartoon. Hey, it's superbug.
By the way, I just realized that listening to that, you know what I sound like?
Who?
Bonaducci.
Wow. It sounds like you have another voice inside you.
Right, there's somebody in me.
Turn the pod up on that and play pretty loud. Let me hear that again. It sounds like you're whatever's living inside you is trying to say something
right,
to us.
Right, and I'm suppressing it, but really? Yeah, there's something living in me. Yeah, we've learned that tonight, and it's really frightening.
All right. Listen to this, gang. The potentially deadly MRSA has already appeared in the gay community of San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. This is a warning to everybody, not just the gay community. There is an infection out there that is drug resistant. You know what that means?
Drugs can't treat it.
Right. When you get it, you die.
Oh, does it really mean that?
Yes. And it says here, the study found that up to 40% of infections are occurring in the buttocks and genitalia, suggesting that the bug is spreading by sexual contact.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boom. How about that? You get the drug-resistant infection, and the first sign is your penis falls off. Let's see here. It's a bad infection, man.
Oh, my gosh. Look at me.
Although the Center for Disease Control did not label it as STD, mm-hmm. sexually active gay men have been reported to be 13 times more likely to acquire the disease than other parts of the general public.
Hi, I need to talk to the doctor right away.
Jesus. How about these men? How about the bad luck for that community?
So now, the penis, since we're talking clinically, and the buttocks are the two areas. Is this disease?
That's where it's showing up.
I see. This disease is obviously in terms of the penis that would involve the man. But is this disease exclusively affecting men?
No. But it is. You're 13 times more likely to acquire the disease if you're gay.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, Danny. Currently, about 1 in 3,800 San Franciscans is carrying the disease, according to the research statistics. MRSA is responsible for the deaths of over 19,000 Americans in 2005. Why haven't we heard about this more?
It's amazing, really.
19,000 people. That is six times the amount of people that died on 9/11. Were killed by MRSA in 2005.
Wow, this is really sneaking up on us.
Most of them in hospitals, according to a report published in October in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Jesus Christ, man. This might wipe us all out.
Well, I don't think it's going to wipe that out. Whatever is living inside me is strong, it's well-fed, it's healthy, and it's speaking.
All right, let me read this real quick. Dr. Chip Chambers.
Hi, Chip Chambers here.
Who co-authored the study explained simple ways to avoid the spread of the staph infection. Taking a shower after sexual contact may minimize contamination.
I think a lot of people do that anyway.
You get that, Sam Phillips?
Oh. Sure.
Sweetheart?
Right, just jump in, even if it's for 5 minutes, just take a marine shower, just real quick,
yeah,
right?
Taking a shower after sexual contact may minimize contamination. Ordinary soap will do. It dilutes the concentration of the bacteria. You don't need antibacterial soap.
Now, what if I just went over to Sam Phillips' neighborhood and opened up a fire hydrant and had her dance in the spray?
That's why I don't bathe, because I want as much success with women as possible.
Nah, she's a mess. She hates taking showers. And so I'd like to convince her to start taking more.
Yeah,
I'd hate to see anything happen to that lovely woman.
Every day I take at least one. Sometimes I take two a day.
I'm very hot, but I don't bathe all the time.
I take at least one, occasionally two, but that's a real unusual circumstance.
Right, but I never take more than two. Yeah.
All right, gang. This MRSA is going to kill everybody, so go out there and enjoy yourself. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, you know it, Tim. And let's get right into it. Brian Whitman's got something inside him. Listen to it right here. Whoa, that is the devil inside. It's in excess. Rest on leather with flesh on the line. Words, weapons, sharpened knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. If you remember a couple of, about a month ago or so, maybe a little longer.
That frightens me, that tape.
We had Scott Sandlin, who's a professional hypnotist.
Hypnotherapist?
Yeah. He's going to come in and hypnotize somebody here, and we're going to ask him a lot of personal questions. Somebody on the show is about to be hypnotized. That's the way Letterman says it.
Well, I think that's the way we should
all be funny,
say it.
Then.
It's worked very well for Dave for many years. I would think it would work very well for equally as well for us, I would certainly hope.
All right. We're all doomed here with this new infection that's going around, and we thought maybe we could warn a few of yous.
It's called MRSA.
Yes.
Now, listen to this tape of me laughing where you hear this voice inside of me. Do you think I have this infection?
Nah, you got something going on. All right, if you're in the medical community, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, perhaps you work at a hospital, maybe a state hospital, private facility. Is this MRSA going to wipe everybody out? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The potentially deadly MRSA strain has already appeared in the gay community of San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. It's sure to spread rapidly. And listen to this. Mm. It is the new highly antibiotic-resistant strain.
Mm.
It just laughs at antibiotics.
Right. You take antibiotics, and within your belly you hear...
Now, yeah, that's what the disease sounds like.
Now, Tim, we're not doctors, you and I, but question. What form does this infection take? Do you get a rash? You said it affects the buttock area and the area of the penis. Do you get some sort of rash, some sort of skin condition? Is it like sores, like a herpes deal, or you know, what is it?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know how it appears. I know that it's not – I think it's an internal deal. I'm not sure that you can see it on the outside of your body.
Mm.
You know, it's a lot like – you know, there are other diseases, you know, heart disease, cancer and stuff like that, where you can't really see it on the outside. But this is going to wipe everybody out. This is going to be the death of everybody. And you heard it first here on this station.
You're predicting the planet is going to expire?
We're doomed! Andrew, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, hi. I work for the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department.
Excellent. It sounds like it in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we see a tremendous amount of MRSA staph infections. It's very prolific in the inmates.
Is that right?
There's about 20-25% of them all coming with staph infections. It's nothing new to us. We've seen it for the last 5 years.
Well, how do you guys protect yourself?
Yeah. We wear biohazard gloves and masks when we have to deal with highly infected people. Truth be told, it is topical. You see big sores, chancres.
Oh, you do? All right, good.
But yeah, isn't this, Andrew, isn't this what Tim is describing? It's different than just any old staph infection, correct?
Well, within 72 hours, it can metastasize to such an extent that it can literally, I've seen it cover a third of a person.
In how long?
In less than 3 days.
Wow.
It's almost like the flesh-eating bacteria, except that the body is able to at least form a scab over it, so it's not an open sore.
How do you treat it?
There's a cocktail of antibiotics that slows the spread of it while they add an antibacterial cream to it.
So the guy you lock up because he hasn't paid his parking tickets, that's not half the battle.
Well, that's not half the battle. The fact is he could be laying next to somebody who we try to quarantine the most severe cases.
Yeah, but that, you know what? It's actually it's a great way to get people to pay their parking tickets.
Well, we see it a lot with drug abusers. Unfortunately, you know, at least two-thirds of the population in Men's Central Jail is drug abuser.
Oh, bubba. All right, thanks, buddy. If you ever see me in that prison, throw me out the back door.
Sure will. I'll throw you an extra sandwich.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, get out of here.
You know, Tim, I think you have, over the years, spread so much goodwill
with those
who work in the corrections department. I mean, whenever they call or the
IRS. Very nice to those people.
The IRS, you always ask them, you know, look the other way. I think one day this is going to come around for you. And you know,
I don't know.
I think it is. Somebody's going to say, yeah, I called you on the radio and you asked me to throw you out the back door, so here you go. And you're going to be shocked and amazed.
Yeah, I'm scot-free now.
Right.
Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, you had this disease?
I didn't get it full blown because I caught it at first. You know, I think in the very beginning stages, it can look like a spider bite.
Right. Mm.
And so I had a doctor's appointment one day because I was going to have a hernia fixed, and I felt fine. But on the way there, I kind of felt like I was getting a flu or something. And then when I got there, I had a fever. And by the time I got home, I feel like I had a full blown cold. Sleeping at night, my arm hurt. I woke up and I had like what looked like a spider bite on my left arm. Mm. And I'm a hairdresser, and my doctor happened to be coming in that day to get his hair cut. So I asked him to look at it, and he was like, Nick, you've got a staph infection.
Wow.
And it was the same one, and he gave me some antibiotic to put in my nose. Cause apparently, you can be at the market, touch the cart, and then touch your nose because you've got an itch on it, and these things live in your nose.
Of course.
That's why you got to get at Gelson's, where they have those
handy wipes.
The handy wipes
and the side-winding baskets.
Right. Yeah, it might help you out.
You swab down the cart before you touch it.
All right, so you survived, though. You're fine, right?
Not only did I survive, it went away so fast because I got caught. I caught it on time. And the thing to do is, a lot of people think it's a spider bite and they ignore it, or they think it's a mosquito bite.
Right, get to the doctor.
You get to the doctor, and also the way you know is that, like any kind of infection, if it's a staph infection especially, it gets red and hot and warm. It gets really hot.
Yeah, man.
And it hurts. And I guess a spider bite might hurt, too. I never had one of those. Mm. But it hurts really badly, and it's really hot.
It hurts in a sore way. It hurts like if you bumped your elbow into a piece of furniture, it hurts like that.
You know, it's different than that. It's kind of hurt where, like, I could not lift my arm over my head. And Ooh. The thing, by the time
does it
I
make
woke
you,
up...
Does it make you more talkative?
Are you talking about me?
All right, Nikki, thanks for calling. I'm glad you survived, baby. All right, there she goes.
There she goes, another happy customer.
Oh, boy, somebody lives. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, we have Scott Sandlin. He's a hypnotherapist.
That's right.
And he's going to hypnotize somebody on this here show. It's going to be a good time.
All right, he's already, I think.
Live on 97.1 Free FM.